with Lil from Arizona.
Hi, I'm Leah. I'm grateful Al-Anon member. That's okay. I'm just happy to be here. I don't care if you don't get my name right. I'm so thankful to be here. I want to thank Sue and Keith and the committee for putting me on this panel. It's a huge honor. I was just saying a few minutes ago that when we came out for Labor Day, on the ride home, Tommy and I listened to Sue and Keith, and we listened to Sue and Eric, and we listened to Cindy and what's his name over here? We listened to... <I'm> sorry. we listened to their tapes, their recordings from... okay, yeah. to Candy. And we listened to their share from Vegas. And on the ride back to Phoenix, after we listened to what they had shared, we took the rest of the ride to kind of talk about what we heard and what spoke to us and how we could apply the lessons that they were giving us to our lives to bring that message and that strength and that hope to every day, to every day that we're blessed to have together, and to be standing up here with them and in front of them and to be able to share with you guys. It's amazing. It's amazing. I am so filled with just wow, you know, with joy, with love, with hope, with strength, with God. It's incredible. So thank you very much for that. So I came to Al-Anon about a year and a half or so ago when Tommy and I changed the nature of our relationship from a really great friendship to a romantic relationship. And I remember when I told him, I love you, for the first time. Now, we've known each other for 20-some years. And I had a big crush on him when I was 19 and didn't tell him. And I was dating my daughter's dad at the time. He was dating the woman he married and had kids with at the time. So we didn't tell each other anything like that. And we just kind of went our way and went on with our lives and, you know, lost touch. And every once in a while, I was friends with his sister. So we'd see each other or email each other or something every few years, just a kind of a check-in. And never took it any further than that. And then I got an email from him shortly after my alcoholic ex-husband and I split up, and he and his wife split up, and we started talking on the phone every day and just really building a friendship again and getting to know each other. And then he spent some time in New York, where I lived at the time, and we saw each other pretty much every day that July. And right before he was about to go back to Phoenix, we had a conversation about what happens next, because going our separate ways wasn't what either of us wanted to do again. We wanted to be together. And I'd been teasing him about something, about, you know, about how much I liked him. And I don't know, I guess to me, I saw that little self-doubt thing in his eyes. You know, sometimes you can't tease people about certain things. You can't tease alcoholics about a lot of things, and that was one of them, actually. So so I said, you know, that was a surprise to Eric, huh? I said, you know, I love you, right? And he said, yeah, and I love you too, but, you know, my program comes first, right? And I said, okay. So there's something to that. And when he said that, then I started thinking about that. And I talked with his parents about his dad in Al-Anon. And his dad had gotten his 1-year chip from his Al-Anon meetings. And I talked with him about that a little bit. I said, well, maybe I don't know what I don't know. Maybe there's something there for me. And so I went to Al-Anon. And I realized that maybe I have a part in this. Maybe there's a reason, you know, that my boyfriend's an alcoholic, and my ex-husband is an alcoholic, and my last ex-boyfriend's an alcoholic, and my best friend is an addict. My other best friend is an alcoholic. And, you know, maybe I have a part in this. And